Let's read together Leviticus chapter 24. In this chapter, we have laws concerning the maintenance of the lampstand and the table of bread for the priests in the tabernacle. We also have the record of the execution of a blasphemer. And then we have the lex talionis prescribed. Let's begin by reading the first 9 verses. Leviticus chapter 24, beginning with verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamps burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony, in the tabernacle of meeting, Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually. And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each cake. You shall set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. In Leviticus chapter 23, we had a description and laws concerning the 7 annual feasts of the Hebrew religious year. We saw that all of these feasts had both an historical aspect as well as a future aspect to them. The historical aspect obviously had to do with what the feast meant to the Jewish people when it was celebrated then in the land of Israel under the law. The future or prophetic aspect of each feast has to do with the Lord's redemptive program for his people. Now, as we come to chapter 24, we return to further laws regulating the details of Israel's worship of the Lord under the Mosaic Law. And that brings us to our doctrinal teaching points for this 24th chapter of Leviticus. So doctrinal point number 1, under the law, the lamps and the loaves were maintained. Under the law, the lamps and the loaves were maintained. Question, since there were no chapter divisions in the original book of Leviticus, what is the connection between the 7 feasts in what is now chapter 23 of Leviticus and the maintenance of the lamps and bread of the priests in the first 9 verses that we read here in what is now chapter 24 of Leviticus? Most likely, the connection is the instruction that God's people were not only to worship and serve him on the special days of the year, the feast days, but they were to worship and serve him every day of the year. The daily maintenance of the lamps and the weekly maintenance of the bread for the table in the tabernacle were also an essential part of Israel's worship of the Lord. The 7 lamps of the tabernacle lampstand, or menorah, had to be resupplied daily with clear olive oil so that these lamps could burn continuously. Remember, there were no windows in the tabernacle. All light was from the lampstand in the holy place. The table of bread for the priests, called the table of showbread, or the table of the bread of the presence, was also an article of furniture in the holy place of the tabernacle. On this table were placed 12 loaves or cakes of unleavened bread in 2 rows or columns of 6 cakes each. In addition to the bread, we see from verse 7 that sweet-smelling frankincense was also on this special table. The 12 cakes of bread were food for the priests when they were replaced with fresh loaves every Sabbath. Now, we saw in our talks from Exodus that there is a wonderful spiritual picture in all of this for the believer today. The lampstand pictures Christ as the light, and the bread of the priest portrays Christ as the bread of life. As the Old Testament priests walked in the light of the lampstand and were fed by the bread of the holy place, so we as believer priests today are to walk in the light of Christ and find our sustenance in Him as the bread of life. And as the Old Testament priests under the law were not to neglect these details, so we as believer priests today must not neglect the details of daily Christian living. Under the law, the lamps and the loaves were maintained. Doctrine point number two. Under the law, blasphemers were executed. Under the law, blasphemers were executed. Verses 10 through 16 and verse 23. Leviticus chapter 24, beginning now with verse 10. Now the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and this Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And so they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. Then they put him in custody that the mind of the Lord might be shown to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take outside the camp him who has cursed. Then let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. Then you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, 'Whoever curses his God shall bear his sin, and whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death.' All the congregation shall surely stone him, the stranger as well as him who is born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall be put to death." And verse 23, "Then Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they took outside the camp him who had cursed, and stoned him with stones. So the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses." In these verses, we have the record of a young man who blasphemed by either cursing the name of God or using the name of God in a curse. This required the death penalty. The fact that this man's father was an Egyptian may be significant. Remember the mixed multitude that came out of Egypt in the Exodus, according to Exodus chapter 12. We know that they did not show the proper reverence to the Lord God of Israel. And fathers greatly influence their children in the area of godliness, or lack thereof. We see in verse 14 that all who heard the curse were to lay hands on the offender before the whole congregation stoned him. The laying on of hands symbolized the transfer back of any unholy fallout that came just by hearing the blasphemous words. To this day, Jewish people do not pronounce the sacred name of God, but substitute the term "the name," lest they risk blaspheming by a flippant use of the name of God, or even hearing the flippant use of the name of God. Under the law, blasphemers were executed. And doctrinal point number three, under the law, the lex talionis was prescribed. Under the law, the lex talionis was prescribed. That is Latin for law retaliation, right? Verses 17 through 22. Leviticus chapter 24, beginning now with verse 17. "Whoever kills any man shall surely be put to death. Whoever kills an animal shall make it good, animal for animal. If a man causes disfigurement of his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. And whoever kills an animal shall restore it, but whoever kills a man shall be put to death. You shall have the same law for the stranger and for one from your own country, for I am the Lord your God." The lex talionis, or law of retaliation, was given as a limit to social justice, not as a right to take personal revenge. For example, if you punched out a tooth in a fight with your boss, he could not put you to death. It was exact justice. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. The punishment must fit the crime. This so-called law of retaliation was designed to limit excessive revenge, which was so often practiced in the ancient world. The biblical principle of the punishment must fit the crime is still foundational for social justice today. Question. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 and 39, was the Lord terminating the lex talionis? I'm reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. This is the Lord speaking. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. From Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. So is the Lord here terminating the Old Testament law of retaliation or lex talionis? No. The Lord was not terminating this moral law, but was correcting the misuse of this law. The people at the time of our Lord were using the lex talionis as a justification for taking personal revenge and personal vendettas. This law was never given for that reason, but rather it was given in the context of social justice. Under the law, the lex talionis was prescribed. Now that brings us to our practical application for Leviticus chapter 24. Be faithful in mundane maintenance as well as in mountaintop moments. Be faithful in mundane maintenance as well as in mountaintop moments. Now we all love the mountaintop moments of the Christian life, right? A mountaintop moment such as hearing good ministry at a weekend retreat, or seeing a great answer to prayer, or experiencing a wonderful blessing. It's easy to be faithful right after a mountaintop experience. But what about in the mundane maintenance of daily Christian living, such as personal prayer and personal Bible study every day, and regular family devotions? And what about that weekly Christian service project that we committed ourselves to, but it takes so much time and effort, and it seems like there is so little fruit. It's not always easy to be faithful in the routine matters of Christian living. Now, where do we see this lesson taught here in Leviticus chapter 24? The Feast of Tabernacles at the end of Leviticus chapter 23 was like a mountaintop experience. It was a happy time of celebration. It was easy to be faithful during the Feast of Tabernacles. But now in Leviticus chapter 24, there is the mundane maintenance of keeping the lamps lit and the table supplied with bread for the priests. The priests were expected to be faithful in these routine matters. Now let me ask you, are we faithful priests today? Be faithful in mundane maintenance as well as in mountaintop moments.